Gun Violence Bought and Paid For, written by Leroy Chatfield. Jesse Unruh, Speaker of the California State Assembly, 1961 to 1968, liked to proclaim that money was the mother's milk of politics. It was true then, and now 62 years later, it is still true. But I don't think that even Big Daddy Unruh would ever believe the gun lobby in the U.S. would contribute $56 million to 14 Senate Republicans to prevent gun control legislation from ever coming to a vote in the U.S. Senate in 2022. Had I not looked it up, I wouldn't believe it either. Stunning. Mitt Romney, 13.7 million. Richard Burr, 7 million. Roy Blunt, 4.6 million. Tom Tillis, 4.4 million. Marco Rubio, 3.3 million. Joni Ernst, 3.1 million. Rob Portman, 3 million. Tom Cotton, 2 million. Pat Toomey, 1.5 million. Josh Hawley, 1.4 million. Marsha Blackburn, 1.3 million. Mitch McConnell, 1.8 million. Ron Johnson, 1.7 million. Mike Braun, 1.2 million. Think about this for a moment. Voters in the U.S. elect senators to propose, debate, and vote on legislation that will promote the welfare of its citizens and our country. Or, conversely, vote down legislation that will prove to be harmful to either citizens or country. But today, we have all the Republican senators accepting $58 million and counting from the gun lobby to do nothing, neither debate gun violence reform legislation passed by the House of Representatives 2 years ago, or even to allow an up or down vote on such legislation. In fact, for the past decade, Republicans have neither sponsored nor advocated for any gun violence reform. And yet during this period, there have been more than 3,621 mass shootings. Republican senators have been paid off to do nothing about gun violence. And here is what they have accomplished for their gun lobby friends. A report released last April by SGB Media shows that sales of firearms and guns in the United States have grown by 269% between the years 2008 and 2022, making the once $19.1 billion industry worth more than $70 billion. Now, you understand how blocking legislation in the U.S. Senate that would reform gun violence is so profitable for the gun industry. The more mass shootings there are, the more fearful people become, who then rush out to purchase even more guns to protect themselves. Sick. I tell you, these U.S. senators are sick. In exchange for money, they would allow thousands of innocent Americans, including school children, to be killed and maimed by guns. Yes, my dear friend, the Ivy League academic, now a visiting professor at Stanford, was right to chide me. Leroy, why are you so surprised that our elected representatives would allow our children to be massacred when the gun lobby they represent is paying them $58 million to allow it? I'm sorry. Call me naive or old-fashioned, but I refuse to accept the concept that our nation's school children must sometimes be sacrificed to enhance corporate profits. Uvalde is family to me.